Speaking of a guy who knows how to put a little bit too much mustard on the ball, it's Troy Rank of Denver 7 who's joining us now on the Johnson Auto Plaza Hotline presented by ROX Rocks Heating and Air. Good afternoon, Troy. How you doing, buddy?
Fantastic, guys. How are you?
We're doing well. We're doing well. We are very curious, Troy, about what the situation is regarding the Broncos wide receiver room. Obviously, there have been, you know, quite a few reports here lately that the Broncos are shopping Sutton, potentially shopping Judy. We know they did at the deadline. What is the latest there on the wide receiver room, and how do you think this staff feels about that position group?
Well, it's clear Sean Payton is looking to reconfigure the group, and people ask me why, especially with Judy, for instance, because he finished strong, former first-round pick, but Derek knows this. When a new coach comes in and watches the film, he has a way stylistically he wants to play. If they're going to run the ball more, they're going to be physical, they're going to have this kind of as their identity, he might look at that room, which clearly they've looked at some of it and decided Jerry Jeudy and or Courtland Sutton might not be the best fit for what they're trying to do offensively. Doesn't mean they're not both good players. Doesn't mean they might not go play somewhere else. Well, but, and that's why you see them out there. They are available. But with Jeudy, in Jeudy's case, they've wanted a first round pick, and that's prevented a deal from happening. That prevented it with Dallas. The Cowboys had interest before they eventually acquired Brandon Cooks. So who does that leave left? Because you look, the Patriots went out and got Juju Schuster-Smith. They had interest in Judy specifically. The Cowboys had interest in Judy. So the teams left, keep an eye on the Cleveland Browns, the New York Giants, the Green Bay Packers. And if the Broncos back off a first-round pick, my guess is Judy could get moved. This is just me, educated speculation, based on what I know and how he's available. They've held out. They want a real price for him. So can you give up a second and third for Judy if you're another team? Or what if the Broncos throw in a third and give up Judy and get a first back? Because the Browns, I don't think, have a second. So just keep in mind that Judy is more likely to move. Sutton's, if you're going to move Sutton, you're going to have to pay down on his contract, just like the Texans did with Cooks. They paid $6 million of it to get a fifth-round pick. The Broncos would have to pay a portion of Sutton's deal. He's got $18 million on the cap next year. But if you pay it down, he's got no dead money the following year, so maybe you get something there. But long story short, Matt, clearly, Sean Payton looked at the receiver room and wants to reconfigure it. It's not. It's, there's a reason they were in on Alan Lazard. There was a reason they were in on Adam Thielen.
Talking to Troy Rank of Denver 7, Troy, safety is another position that has a question mark at it right now. Kareem Jackson, a UFA this year, not back in the fold as of yet, but a young guy in Caden Stearns has kind of been nipping at, you know, some of these guys' heels lately, been play, you know, has played when the opportunity has presented itself, but has also struggled with some injuries. Where do you see that position going for Denver?
Yeah, I mean, I think they have kept an open mind about that position. I'm not sure if K-Jack would be back. Love to have him back selfishly in terms of dealing with him in the media. He's a total pro. But he wants to play two more years. And does he want to play that as a starter? Is he going to be more of a role player? He's great in the locker room. But if he wants to start, will that be here? I don't know that. I mean, he almost didn't come back last year. Caden Stearns should be the guy. It's just that he's coming off a hip issue. My understanding, he had hip surgery. So you just don't know. When he plays well. And so if you can assume that he's going to be healthy, then he makes sense that he would be the starter. But you got to protect yourself there because of his injury. So do you protect yourself by trying to bring Kareem back on a low-cost deal until, you know, you're sure on Caden? You know, we saw that happen with T.J. Ward. It was terrible the way that happened. But they kept T.J. until the very end of camp and then went with Justin. I just thought that was the wrong way to go. You should have cut T.J. in the offseason to give him a chance to hook on elsewhere. But Caden Stearns can be the guy, Matt. It's just, I don't know behind the scenes his health. I know he's feeling that way confidently. You watch him on social media. He's a confident kid. So if he's healthy, I would definitely have no issue giving him the first shot.
The Broncos don't have a ton of draft picks, but with the draft capital that they do have, where do you think they should prioritize as far as positionally in the draft?
Well, I mean, you look at what they've done so far in free agency. They've over, you know, they basically turned over 20% of the roster. I mean, it's like 12 guys signed, 9 external guys. I mean, this is what happens when a team's bad and you get a new coach with a very specific way of how he wants to play. But for me right now, again, this is fluid. It can change depending on if they sign somebody. You're going to have to focus and land probably a center in the draft, probably a guy who's a center slash guard, some a little position versatility, but someone at center that could come in and challenge, because that's a position you can see young guys winning. I know it's a hard position, but you see young players play right away there. So keep an eye on that edge rusher. is an area where they draft in the third round that could be available. And again, if they move Judy and or Sutton, they might be in the market for a receiver right there, one that Sean Payton identifies to fit his system. So I think keep an eye right now on interior offensive line, edge rusher, and then, again, for me, it might be receiver. They only have five picks, and they got to hit, especially the third rounders. You need at least one starter out of those two picks and the other guy being a contributor, because you can't address everything in free agency. I mean, they've done a good job of addressing needs, but you know not all these guys are going to hit. That's just the nature of it. So for me, keep an eye on those positions. And I think you're going to see that at least interior line in one of those third round picks, because they're kind of probably bringing one more starter on the interior offensive line.
Talking to Troy Rank of Denver 7. Troy, they've got about, what, $7.9 million in cap space, about $8 million in cap space left. Do you anticipate them restructuring any deals here moving forward, or is that about it for them?
Yeah, well, they could still make a move depending on I just don't know who that would be. I thought C.J. Gardner-Johnson might be in play, and given the money he signed for, I'm a little surprised, but there's something about the Lions he really liked. You know, obviously, it seemed like it came down to Eagles or Lions. It didn't feel like the Broncos were in on that. But a player like that where you're getting them, the market's kind of gone soft for them, and you can get them on a short-term deal, because you have to hold back some money for your draft class, even as small as it is right now. You do have to hold back some money for your draft class. So they have room to make one more signing, but I'm not sure there's an obvious guy out there. Again, let's say if you want to play the fun game, okay, Odell Beckham. I don't necessarily see that, but that's like they have enough money to make one more play. make one more play.
Derek's chiming in, Troy.
Bring Duda the boy here.
Wow. It would be him based on the fit right now, and he's wanted to play kind of in the limelight and, you know, teams that are a little higher profile than the Broncos are right now. But they have room for one more. That's the simple answer. Whether they use it, they may not, because remember, if this Russell experiment does not go well, and they move on from him after next year, there's a strong argument to make to move cap money over to next year, because you're going to take an enormous cap hit over 2 years if you move on from Wilson.
Troy, on the way out here, I want you to complete this sentence. The USA beating Japan tonight in the World Baseball Classic Final means?
The whole thing was a blast. It means it was a blast. I love the WBC. I covered it twice. I covered championship games at Dodger Stadium, at Petco Park. It's two of the coolest games I've ever covered, and I covered baseball for almost 20 years. And so it doesn't mean more than the World Series. It doesn't mean more than a division crown. But if you don't watch those games and draw from it that it matters to the players, then I can't help you, because it does. It really, really does. It's unfortunate they've had a couple injuries to Altuve and the Mets closer. I get it, but it means it was a blast. And I can't wait to watch tonight. Hopefully the USA hits, because the pitching for Japan will be better. But that game last night was fantastic. It was one of the better games they've ever played in the WBC. And this one tonight should be a blast.
Zach was mentioning before he got out of here that we might see Kyle Freeland tonight. Is that right? Do you know about that?
I don't know if he's starting. If he is,
I think it's Merrill Kelly is what I was reading.
What's that?
Merrill Kelly from the Diamondbacks. That's what
I
read.
Yeah, I mean, again, their pitching's been short.
I thought it was a typo, Troy.
Yeah, you don't have Clayton Kershaw. Right. You don't have the top U.S. pitchers for a number of different reasons. So they're going to have to hit. And that means, in terms of this, that means like winning 5-4. You're not going to win, you know, 10-5 with the pitch. Darvish is really good right now. If they bring in Ohtani in relief, that's tough sledding. But, yeah, I hope Freeland gets in. It'd be fantastic to see him be part of a win. They won. Japan's going for their third title. USA's going for their second, and it'd be cool to see.
I want to see Ohtani and Trout square off in the bottom of the ninth. That's what I want to see. That's what I want to see. All right, Troy, thanks so much for your time today. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
That was Troy Rank of Denver 7, presented by ROX Rocks Heating of Air.